Sci-fi.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to Real Live Sci-Fi. Sorry, I didn't hear anything. We're coming to you live from the Midnight Kids studio. We got 4th of July tomorrow. So hopefully today's going to be great.
Oh my God, I was not expecting that.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Aaron, how you? I'm Willie.
Yeah, and I'm Aaron. Did we already say that?
No.
Oh gosh. this is another Wadeless episode continuing the No Wade June.
He's out of town for
now in July.
Yeah. And
No Wade June continues into July.
Thank you for following us on where you get your podcasts, and also patreon.com. We've got two separate tiers because we do three episodes a week. So check us out there. And
we're coming to you live from the Midnight Kids stage here in glorious Frogtown, live on Trap Home Video. Thank you. If you're listening to this, make sure you check us out on Sundays at 7:15, which is the time right now. If you want to be in our chat, you hear us talking about our chat. The chat is on the Trap Home Video Discord. We have our own Discord, which you can get to from our Patreon or from our Linktree. So, yeah, that's that.
And, let's welcome to the SSRLSF our friend, writer, director, and artist, Julia
Vickerman.
Oh, gosh. Sorry. I farted on your last name. Sorry.
That's okay. It's Vickerman.
It's been a hectic start.
Like Wickerman.
That's a really good way to remember it.
Yeah, but only by the Nicolas Cage
the
remake.
The bees!
I'm not used to opening the show. It's usually Wade, so I'm usually just kicking back.
Well, thank you for having me.
That's so weird. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we love having you. Julia, you were saying earlier that you say this outfit is called Samurai Beetlejuice.
Samurai Beetlejuice, which I didn't realize until after I showed up here. And then Buddy Abed, friend of the show, was wearing a Beetlejuice shirt. Yeah. And I was like, I feel like I look like Beetlejuice today.
Yeah, that shirt was actually from our good friend Eric Bauza's t-shirt company, Retro Kid.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Abed was saying that's his favorite version of Beetlejuice was the animated one.
I mean, I love that animated version of Beetlejuice.
Oh, he's great. He's the ghost with the mouth.
I didn't like it at first. I had to get used to it. It was good.
Wait, what do you mean?
Switching from the movie to the animation. What are you guys doing? What is this?
I didn't know. I was
you were a child.
Child. Yeah. So it's like it was all the same. I didn't see the film until way later. I saw the animated series first, and
it's just a totally different animal. It's good.
It's completely different. Yeah. No, if I had seen the film and cared about it, then I would have been horrified by the animated series, but didn't work out that way. Yeah.
I saw them both, but I thought they were just very different things. So it didn't even occur to me until much later that they were the same thing.
Yeah. Very strange dynamic with like a young girl hanging out with an old dead guy.
Old dead guy.
But hey, man, what are you going
to
do?
Didn't he, like, go to school with her and stuff? He dressed up like a teenage girl in that show and went to school with her sometimes.
I hope that's true. That's really cool.
I kind of remember they were in, like, a band together.
Cool. I just remember thinking, like, whenever she changed out of the red spiderweb outfit, mm-hmm. I was like, why would you ever change out of that?
That's such a cool outfit.
Yeah.
I already felt betrayed at this point because there are so many TV shows that turned into cartoons that just sucked. Yes. Like Teen Wolf.
Yeah,
that cartoon was terrible.
I like the live action show though, with like all the hot teens that are actually 30. You know what I'm talking about? Teen Wolf.
The live action show.
Show Teen Wolf. I actually like that one.
Oh, I didn't even know there was one. I'm very.
I haven't seen it. Yeah, I'm not in touch. Yeah.
Well, speaking of dead guys hanging out with young girls, okay. How do you feel about like supernatural things and like how do you feel about conspiracies? Where do you kind of like generally feel about that stuff?
Oh, I mean, I feel I'm very open-minded about these kinds of things. Like honestly, the people who I trust the least are people who claim to have like everything figured out and are like very sure of how things are. Mm-hmm. I think that that's kind of the most nonsensical way you could be, based on statistically how often things are proven wrong.
Yeah.
In the history of humanity.
Right. I love that you said that. I agree with that, too. That's why it's so hard to see some of the biggest, like, scientists just being like, no, there's no aliens. I'm like, well, dude,
the tallest scientists. Some of the tallest ones.
Didn't even consider it.
That's ridiculous.
But, you know, I understand that they, what they say, like, bleeds on to everybody, so.
Yeah. I feel like the audacity of that is, like, offensive to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like, how would you, like, 5 seconds ago, people thought the Earth was flat. I mean, obviously, some people still think the Earth is flat.
Yeah.
But
they're special.
Yeah. But in the history of, like, humanity, like, 5 seconds ago, people thought that the sun revolved around the Earth and whatnot. Yeah. So it's just like, you get proven wrong constantly. And that's what science is yeah. constantly being proven wrong. So,
well, I think those are great answers. And I'd like to put those answers against something we do here called the Wow Scale.
Oh no.
Wow. Oh, you guys almost didn't get it.
Are you wet or are you willing?
Whoa. That's exciting.
Or an Aaron.
Yeah, or an Aaron.
Or an Aaron.
We do a thing here called the Wow Scale. The Wow Scale stands for Wait or Willy. I'll ask you a 5-question quiz. And I'll give you your score at the end. If you're higher on the scale, then you're a Willy. And if you're lower on the scale, then you're Wade. And if you're right in the middle, you're me. You're an Aaron.
Okay. I'm a little nervous, but I'll go for it.
Okay, ready?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
First question is a 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, all across?
All across the board.
What's your idea of a type of alien that might be visiting?
Like the name of them?
Well, no, like...
No, just like what you think they're doing here.
You
like,
picture like humanoids, like visiting on crafts.
I do.
Yeah.
But I think it's like really crazy to think that we're the only life forms in the universe. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just flat out ridiculous. So it's like, I feel it's very narcissistic and like... self-congratulatory that we're the only people who exist
we're
in the
like
whole world.
So smart. We are like the smartest.
Yeah. Out of like the billions of galaxies that exist, there's only one planet that has life on it. That's just silly. That's silly.
Cool, cool kids club.
I don't even like thinking of the infinite madness, big or small. Like I'm just like...
Really? You seem like an infinite madness kind of guy.
Well, I like it, but it just I'm just gone for too long. Yeah.
I get that. It's overwhelming.
You just get lost
now
in.
Now I've got to like
in everything.
Drive.
Oh, now I got to drive.
Oh shit!
So you get distracted, like in the middle of driving, you're like swerve off the road, and you think about how many possibilities there are.
I used to have sleepless nights thinking about death and pondering the size of the universe. It's I can't recover.
I get it.
That's why you got to stop smoking weed before you go to bed. Am I right? second question. Ghosts?
I believe in alternate universes and that people making contact through alternate dimensions and all of that business, string theory, yada, 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 yeah. And all that good stuff. So it's like, I do believe in the existence of like energy and lingering energy and people like, I kind of do believe in unfinished business and all of that jazz. I've never seen a ghost.
I was about to ask you, have you ever seen one?
No, but I've had friends who are like really open to that kind of stuff. Like people who you wouldn't think were, mm-hmm. like they don't really, seems like they don't want to be like reluctantly open. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I believe these people when they say it because they're not
liars.
They're not excited about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. They're like, actually, like, I wish this didn't happen to me. So
I
like,
want to not believe, and I don't want to believe.
Yeah, but it's just like, I do believe that some people are just open to more, you know, human perspective. Because it's like our own perception of how the world works is like this compared to the spectrum, which is like this. And we can sense this much of it.
So perception's
like,
the key.
Yeah, like, exactly. So I do believe that some people are like... Like that. They're like two ticks to the left.
They're a little
left.
More open perceptively.
And they're a little more open. Yeah. And they can like feel things that maybe other people can't. It's like how a dog can smell things better than you can.
I don't know if that's true. Dogs aren't smarter than you.
You're right.
Sorry.
That's not proven.
Sorry. Dogs. I don't know if there's this thing called dog science. There's no such thing.
Toast is about to burn.
I actually study dog science.
Oh my God. I feel like such a fool.
But yeah, so that's, I guess, my answer to that is I do believe that there is something. I don't know if it's like, obviously it's not like someone in a white sheet or Casper, though. Maybe it is that. Who gives
like
a
Scooby-Doo ghost?
I believe in legitimately the Scooby-Doo ghost.
If it's Scooby-Doo, it's real. Third question?
Oh, yeah.
Third question. Bigfoot, does he exist?
And I don't believe in Bigfoot. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
He's standing here.
I would guess 99% of our guests don't believe in Bigfoot.
Well, because I've watched, I have actually watched Bigfoot stuff, documentaries and blah, blah, blah. And people who've like admitted to fabricating Bigfoot things to keep the legend alive, yada, yada, yada. But that being said, I don't know. Because I don't like when people are sure of things. So maybe there is a Bigfoot. I'm open to it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
If you did believe in Bigfoot, do you think that he would be like a psychic being? Like he phases in and out?
Oh, is that what y'all talk about? That he like...
Sometime.
There is one version of that, that he's a interdimensional being.
That's why you don't find Bigfoot poop or like dead Bigfoots.
Maybe you don't find Bigfoot poop.
Oh my God, you're right. I quit.
No, there's a possibility. I'm probably going to say there's a possibility to every single thing.
I love that too. So
what if there was an animal? Has this ever happened? So the whole thing about tracking animals as you follow their poop. So what if there was an animal that knew that and just grew up eating their own poop? Would the twice-baked poop look like poop?
Twice-baked poop.
I feel like at that point your body has sucked all of the nutrients out of whatever you ate to make it poop, and so then eating the poop is just eating waste, right?
But then it would come out as mud. I don't know.
Clearly not thought about this at all.
That's a conspiracy for another day. Fourth question: psychics. Do you believe in psychics?
I do believe that some people are attuned to things that we are not, but I do believe that a lot of people, same with like chiropractors, just start, they're like, I know this is a fast way to make money and take advantage of sad people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that most psychics are bullshit, but I do believe that some people are actually in tune with these things.
So like the Venn diagram of psychics and chiropractors, there's like a big slice in the middle of like charlatans.
You should.
For some reason, my mom was so anti-chiropractors growing up. But like, I always think of this. She's like, that's like quack science and bullshit. And they're just trying to make money off of people. And
I've been to like six, and one I swear by. The other ones, one of them gave me a weird back rub. And I'm like, I don't know what you thought you were doing.
Well, see, that's the kind of backs up my thing of just like, I believe that a couple of them are very good. Like a few, the minority are real. And then there's a lot of people who are just full of shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Fair enough. Last question. Are you superstitious?
Kind of. I believe in karma. I do.
Is that superstition? Would you say that's superstition?
Well, here's the thing. If you believe in karma through reincarnation, that's different than...
What's that unicorn up there?
They put that in the chat.
There are animals like this already at our planet. when you say karma, do you mean like instant karma, like in your short term parts of your life, or do you mean like generation?
I mean like long term.
Yeah, that's karma. I wouldn't say no to that. That's not.
Yeah, I mean long term
superstition.
All right. So you do, so you believe in karma, but do you believe in superstition? Are you superstitious?
I'm not. Although I do knock on wood stuff all the time.
Do you have to knock on wood?
I don't have to. I'm not like OCD, but I do always think of it. Like when I say like, well, at least he hasn't done this yet. Or at least, yeah, exactly. I'm just like, oh, knock on wood. So I can maybe there's like a tiny, tiny bit, but no, usually no. I'm not like, oh, don't walk under a ladder. Don't.
Yeah.
Black cat. I mean, I actually have a problem with the black cat thing because they're like one of the most euthanized.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Pets.
I grew up with a black cat.
His name was Licorice.
Oh.
Licorice was ours.
My neighbor ours shot him with a pellet gun.
Oh, no. Oh. Is that how it died?
Yeah, eventually. He shot him like six times and then eventually he died of like infection. This was back in the day where like, oh, I wish I could go back in time and murder that guy.
Oh, my God.
Didn't work out that way.
What an asshole.
I know. Poor Licorice, R.I.P.
Poor Licorice. So let me recap. So aliens, yes. Yeah. Ghosts?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bigfoot, no.
No.
Psychics? Yes. Yeah, a light kinda. Yes.
Yeah.
And then superstition.
Medium.
Kind of. So
would that make me a Aaron? Or?
I mean, it's kind of a yes or no thing. I'm going to say no for you because I don't count karma as superstition.
Fair enough.
So that's what? That's a four. You're a four. You are four. Congratulations. You're between a Willie and an Aaron.
Hell yeah.
I mean, right now you're on our left.
It's a good thing Wade's not here.
Yeah, thank God.
I didn't have to worry about that shit.
Well, now that we got your WoW skill out of the way, Willie, why don't you hit us with that topic?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, dinosaurs. We've dug up some bones, but how right are we about them possibly surviving into the modern world? Are they here? We're going to go into some accounts of modern dinosaurs, and maybe we just kind of messed up a little bit in the non-Christian supporting way. Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. I only say that because
maybe we messed up.
I
it's on the topic.
And looking into this stuff, my mind was blown to know that there is this big creationist movement about dinosaurs. Yeah. That proving that dinosaurs exist today helps them say evolution does not exist. So we're not creationists.
I don't know about that.
And not that I have a problem with that, but I'm just saying, like, this is not the angle that I'm coming from.
No, So
specifically, Jesus.
I didn't know creationists were trying to prove that they exist currently. I thought that they were trying to.
It's just part
prove
of their new Earth theory, right?
But because I went to the Cabazon dinosaurs when the creationists owned them.
Oh,
I don't,
God.
They don't anymore.
I don't think they do anymore.
No, they don't anymore because now someone cool owns those dinosaurs.
Oh, that's like, cool. Last time I went there, they were that. So they had. You could buy Bible verses and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think that's there anymore. Because now, like, whoever owns those dinosaurs now, like, repaints them for every season. Like,
nice.
That's
Santa,
fun.
T-Rex.
She's
like
referring
Valentine's
to the they're called the Cabazon dinosaurs. They're out east of L.A., but Pee-wee's Big Adventure
yeah,
shot
you've
there.
Seen them in Pee-wee.
What was the Fred Savage video game movie? Come on, I can't believe it.
Wizard?
The Wizard, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know they were in that. That's
yeah.
Cool.
I forgot about that,
and,
too.
They're in a lot of movies, but... they were owned by creationists for a long time, so you get there and like have to like avoid church while you're there.
Yeah.
Came to see the dinosaurs, bro.
Yeah, but they're really cool. They're like on the way out to Palm Springs. You see them, the giant. It's a T-Rex and a whatever, a Patasaurus.
Some long-necked
some big plesiosaur.
Dinosaur.
What is it? I should know this because I literally came on to talk about dinosaurs. Sauropod?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you.
I only know that because I read 4 hours of a 5-hour book about, and only like a third of it was actually about dinosaurs, which I was pissed about.
Well, I recently watched Prehistoric Planet, unrelated to
that David Attenborough one.
Yeah, I watched it with my father recently.
Did you like it?
Loved it.
Hmm.
Did you not like it?
I haven't watched it, but I've definitely heard from some people there's like some weird uncanny valley stuff going on with the dinosaurs for them. They're like, there's just no way these things should exist. There's just no way.
There's just no way that dinosaurs should exist?
No. Like, that they exist, but not, like, they're saying that their bones were like straw. Their bones were so light, which made them so agile. And it's like, have you been to the museum? These bones look like they weigh like a ton.
Well, those aren't the actual bones. Those are replicas.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you get the mass of a bone... of our bones, and then you like amp if you like make it. Gosh, I can't think of words. If you increase the mass exponentially to be as big as a dinosaur, the weight that dinosaurs. This is what I learned from this book, Dinosaurs and the Expanding Earth.
Okay,
the weight from dinosaurs, they would not be able to survive in this gravity.
But that's why they had lighter bones.
But they,
and that's why they had these air sacs like inside of them.
But like, I don't think that they were. I think that they were still heavy. I think the gravity on Earth was less.
That's a good theory. But also, I think, but it has been like proven that they had lighter bones that had like more porous.
How did they prove it though? What did big science tell you?
I don't know.
What did big museum tell you?
Well, that's another thing. Oh, God. Okay, so here's a little tangent. I went to a very Christian elementary school, and they were very anti-dinosaur.
That's so weird.
Like, when Jurassic Park came out, obviously all the kids were just like, oh, my God, I want to know everything about dinosaurs. And, like, this, like, preacher motherfucker came to our school, and he just kept being like, were you there? How do you know? Were you there?
Oh my God.
And that was his big
trolling
thing,
kids.
Were you there?
What
and
the
then
heck?
We all went home and like parroted to our families, were you there? How do you know that dinosaurs existed? Were you there? And it was just like the dumbest.
Yeah.
It's like the most unscientific outlook. But I certainly did ask me and my father had a big altercation when I was 7 because I asked him if he believed in the Big Bang Theory. And he was like, oh, there's probably some truth to that. It was probably something like that. And I was like, you're a heathen and you're going to hell.
Oh, my God.
And then in his
Why did you go to the school?
And because I was in South Carolina and, like, the public school system was probably, like, number 48 on the list of worst.
Yeah.
It was, like, it was a terrible education system at that time. I don't know how it is now. I'm sure it's fantastic.
It's great
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
It honestly probably
everything's
is amazing
great.
Now. Every time I go back to Greenville, South Carolina now, I'm just, like, blown away by how cool it is and, like, how much it's grown. And I'm like, oh, it makes me
frustrated. You're proud of the growth? I'm asking, like, for reals.
I'm impressed by it, but I'm also envious because I'm like, I didn't grow up in this place.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up in a small-minded Confederate flag waving Greenville, South Carolina, and it's not that anymore.
See, my town was really small. That me and Wade grew up in Loveland and Colorado. And
did you know each other?
Yeah.
Wow.
I used to hang out with sister in high school, and so I knew him, but then we started hanging out in college. But we didn't have a music venue, and they have a great one now. But I only say that because the town has grown so much, but now our town is just a giant mall.
Yeah.
It's like...
fun.
It's a huge ball. And that's it. I'm like, oh, that's kind of depressing.
It's three
cool.
Spencer's Gifts there. That's a good mall.
That's a good mall.
That's why I was asking if you're proud of the growth. Like, I'm not proud of Loveland's growth because I don't think we did much for the community.
I feel indifferent to Greenville, South Carolina now because it's changed so much that it's unrecognizable from how it was when I grew up there. So it's like everything's been rebuilt and it seems like a pretty cool place now. And it used to be like my enemy. You know, I was just like, I couldn't wait to get out. Like, it was like my nemesis was the Bible Belt. And then I was just like, I can't wait to move to Minnesota, which is what I did. But like...
That's the big city.
The big city.
The earliest West where sinners live.
Exactly. But yeah, we also didn't, like, music acts didn't, the ones that I was into at least, never got to come to Greenville because everything was dictated by Bob Jones University.
Yeah,
boy,
like
boy.
What acts could come, and so it was like if you wanted to see like the kind of stuff that I liked, you had to drive to Atlanta,
ugh.
And which is like 3 hours away, and
that sucks.
Yeah, I had to drive 3 hours to go even see Napoleon Dynamite in the theater, which I did 2 times because I liked it.
So funny.
Yeah, but it's like that. Kind
I was
of stuff
feeling
didn't
kind
come
of hot.
To Greenville. Yeah,
wow, that's depressing.
Yeah, it was depressing. I was very depressed and angry.
Oh. So you turned to dinosaurs, huh?
I did. I turned straight to dinosaurs.
It's funny because it's going to fill that dinosaur-shaped hole in my life.
A little dinosaur-shaped hole in my life. It's funny that because this was very much in line with... I was so excited to watch Prehistoric Planet just because of the billboards of a T-Rex swimming. And I was like, bullshit. I want to know the science behind that.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, like David Attenborough comes on. You just believe everything he says because he's so old and smart. And like, but he's like, it could have been because their bones were so light and all that.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I was so excited about that. And then I started actually researching dinosaurs a little bit on my own to find out this, like how they got some of the information that they did for Prehistoric Planet. And then y'all asked me to do this. And so I was like stoked.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, line
with
good
my
timing.
Current interest. But my dad and I were watching Prehistoric Planet together. And especially that one part where it's the... oh my goodness, what were the ones called? The long-necked ones in the desert episode where they had the air sacs?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my gosh, I wrote it down, but of course it's over there in my little pink bag. But
do you want me to get it?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you got other notes in
I'll
there,
get
right?
It, I'll get it.
Okay,
wait,
okay.
Wait, let me get it. You guys talk about other things.
Okay. You want to talk about your stuff? I have so much to say about Expanding Earth, but I feel like the chat doesn't believe me. So you go ahead.
Well, so I'm only bringing this up. One thing that's been crazy is like, I know Dragons is a totally different episode, but the fact that so many civilizations on every continent of the earth have talked about dragons, and you know, sure we don't have dragon bones, and but the idea that why do all these civilizations have these dragon stories, mm-hmm. and it's either that the mythological stories crossed over onto every continent, or is actually based on something real. And so that's kind of leaning towards the idea that dinosaurs lasted longer than the fossil record supposes. And, you know, in 1938, this is always going to get brought up, the coelacanth, this fish that they have fossils of that existed like millions of years ago. They just found a bunch of them all of a sudden. It's like, how the hell did this thing survive? A, and B, why didn't it evolve? Like, why is it the same? And you know, so that bringing up modern things like you know, plesiosaurs are an easy one to bring up. Loch Ness. Wade and I always get into this argument because the guy claims on his deathbed that he faked it, but...
Well, what guy?
I know, and I'm like...
I mean, there have been multiple guys.
Right, exactly. I'm like, there are a lot of
guys
people
and gals
that have seen... crazy
the
serpents.
That iconic photo, of course, that was faked. I mean, they admitted that.
Yeah.
The little messy silhouette.
But the story didn't come from that one photo, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe Bigfoot is some kind of gigantopithecus thing.
So the dinosaur that I was talking about, though, was Dreadnoughtus.
Dreadnoughtus with big air sacs on his neck?
Yeah, they were like these, you know, brachiosaur-looking things, but they...
Is this all, like, I suppose?
Yeah, this was speculative science.
Okay.
This was, like, based on, because those dinosaurs, these sauropods, right? Mm-hmm. I said that before, right?
Yeah.
I'm right? Okay. Yeah. The sauropods had, like, large, like, lung-like air sacs, especially going through their necks. And so it was speculative science based on, like, well, why might they have had those?
Mm.
And it's based on, like, modern day, looking at certain birds and their mating rituals. And a lot of them have these air sacs that they do inflate to look more attractive to females. And so...
There's some lizards that do that, too.
Exactly. And so they were just
right,
like...
the mating dance.
And they said, they were just like, well, it's possible. It's speculative, but it's possible because, like, why wouldn't it be possible? They have the stuff to do it.
They have, like, the places and the ligaments where things would be there.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
And, like... Much like, and they made, that was something I was watching made this excellent point where they were like, if you just had an elephant skeleton and you were going to be like an illustrator and figure out what that thing looked like, you wouldn't have any of the fleshy parts. You wouldn't have the ears.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have the nose.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you actually did.
But if they just had like one of these, they had like a nose like ours.
But that's what it, that's what probably it would, if you just had the skeleton, they don't look like elephants.
Yeah.
And so it's like if you were an illustrator or a you know, paleontologist or whatever, and you're like, I'm coming up with what this might have looked like, and you drew the big long nose, people would be like, that's ridiculous.
You just added that.
They're like, you just made that
up.
You
just like the size of your dick, and you want to put it on everything.
Why would you put a penis on this animal? Why would you do that?
No, that seems normal.
But, I mean, that's a core. The ears and the nose, that's an elephant.
Yeah,
but
that's
those
an
are
elephant.
The fleshy bits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, like, the elephant skull is, I think, why people believe in the, what is the one-eyed monster?
Cyclops.
Cyclops, right? Because the skull looks like a giant that...
like a big eye in the middle.
Has one ocular hole
in
the middle.
That makes sense.
It's where their nose is.
Because it's all... You're theorizing. And maybe the dragon stuff comes from people finding dinosaur bones and being like, these look like giant reptiles.
And see, that's the crazy thing about a lot of the... Like, I believe in dinosaurs and in science. And I think that there's probably some things that are... I think there's a few things that are wrong, but there are civilizations that are sort of recent that have depictions of dinosaurs and of a lot of dragons too, but of dinosaurs. Like Angkor Wat has got a etched into the side of their building is a Stegosaurus, and so it's weird because I'm like, I understand. I think that in my head, the dragon play always came from them finding, you know, dinosaur bones, but you still wouldn't draw them like dragons.
You're
a
right,
lot of
because
them.
Of the because of the wings. That's
and
a
so
big
for
detail.
For some civilizations of recent of modern whatever well, modern whatever, but like within our historic record that have drawn or depicted dinosaurs, that's crazy because you know the first supposedly the first dinosaur bone that we found on record was in 1822 that we like that
yeah.
then started
putting together
yeah.
And this so, big old bone.
You know, and you see the old T-Rex that was like sitting up with his tail down, just bad drawings of putting
I know,
the bones
I
together.
I follow an Instagram account. I'm going to plug it here called Awkward the Awkward Dinosaurs.
Uh-huh.
And it's all bad illustrations of dinosaurs.
I want to see that.
It's so funny.
I bet that's great.
It's they're all just like, it's true. I mean, it's like, you know.
It's like bad taxidermy.
Yeah, or like, you know, 16th century drawings of sharks. From like the word of mouth of sailors who are
oh,
drunk
yeah.
all the time.
Ooh, I want to see that.
Oh, they all have human noses. They look fucking stupid as shit. That's why I got. That's one of the reasons I got this tattoo. It was supposed to be like word of mouth. This my dad also did, yeah. a poorly drawn shark from word of mouth of the drunk sailors.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
And like, but I think it's the same thing. There's so much like there's so much speculation. You know that it's just like, and that's one of the things I think is funny about. Modern day dinosaur sightings is that so much of them are based on like what people think dinosaurs look like based on Jurassic Park
mm-hmm.
and things like that. And like, or, you know, whoever drew was the first person to draw a plesiosaur back mm-hmm. in the day because they found that skeleton. And it's like, they might have had big fleshy elephant ears for all we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, they could have had all this weird stuff, but you're just making an assumption based on the bones without any of the fleshy stuff or the feathers or any of that.
Yeah.
And like, they could have looked crazy. Yeah. And so I think that's one of the reasons that I find the modern day sightings to be a little weird, except for the pterosaur ones. For some reason, I'm like, yeah, maybe that's right.
Maybe I just like after all this like expanding Earth stuff, I'm just like, there's just no way that a dinosaur would exist on the Earth or in the sky. I think in the ocean is possible.
I think so because well, some of the sharks that still exist are like prehistoric sharks.
Yeah, and there's like so much stuff. Like our ocean is like what now it's. 12 or 13% explored.
The craziest thing.
I didn't even know it was that much.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they're saying. I don't really think it's that much. I think it's
who's
like.
Who's keeping track of these percentages?
Just assholes.
Just
assholes.
Big old assholes.
Just fucking big ocean.
Big ocean. They've really got a lot of money to make based on these numbers.
Yeah. And I guess like the beginning of like all this stuff that I researched, it starts with like. How old is the Earth? It's like millions and millions of years old. And the first fifth of that, of how old our Earth is it being formed. So like, it was formed with
coalescing.
Like, yeah, coalescing all this stuff until it comes together and creates our molten core. It starts like creating heat. It starts doing all this stuff. So Earth probably started out kind of small. And once it starts terraforming itself, there's plants, there's all this stuff. There's even a time before bacteria where like a gigantic tree would fall and it wouldn't rot because there was nothing there to eat it up. Nothing had evolved to do that yet. So then as you know, time goes on, we are one continent, we are Pangaea. So animals start existing. Animals that are now in modern day found like fossils of plants and dinosaurs are found in Brazil and in North America and in North Africa and they're all the same. And there's like a very particular plant that they find seeds from, and the seeds are like this big. They're huge. There's no way a breeze could have taken it. So then the only way that they could be in these random three spots is if they were part of Pangaea. And a lot of people think Pangaea doesn't work. I mean, everything looks like it goes apart, like comes together, but there's still all these parts missing. But if you look at where the water lines were at one point and you look at the fracture marks in the ocean, you can line up an ancient coastline and you essentially get like one thing. And it kind of looks weird just to have one big mass in the middle of an ocean. And it makes sense if it was smaller and it has a greater, it has less gravity, things can get bigger. It kind of leaves reasoning for giant dinosaurs, giant Homo sapiens. And like, as time goes on, as Earth starts expanding over millions and millions of years, the gravity decreases, things start having to become smaller, you know, big dinosaurs die out. The next age of dinosaurs, they're all a little smaller. Then after those dinosaurs die out, it's more of large mammals, and that's when humans start coming into play. Then those kind of start fading away. So it's like, I don't really think... Like, we, on Thursday night, we watched... on our Twitch channel, we watched modern dinosaur sightings, and we kind of figured out... We were kind of talking about if this is legitimate. Like, what is this? All the ones that were on... like, you know, land were very obviously not either real. They were CG, or it was something that looked like
bad
a dinosaur.
Camera.
Like,
yeah.
Bad camera. But
or that one of, like, the little brachiosaur-looking things running, the sauropod running across the road. And it just
were they
like
lemurs?
It looks like reversed footage of lemurs or some kind of long-tailed animal. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was, like, stuff that it was all seemed kind of easily debunked except for the... The pterosaur ones.
Which were the flying ones, right?
Yeah. Which for whatever reason, I was like, that makes sense. It's completely
in Idaho?
Yeah.
It was like, this pterosaur in Idaho. All right.
Or that woolly mammoth crossing a stream.
Oh, yeah, in Siberia.
Yes.
I think we decided that that might have been a bear with a big fish in its mouth.
Yeah? Did you decide that?
Yeah.
That's what we decided.
It looked like the best plausible...
Possibly.
It's like
but that's the thing about all this stuff. It's like the crappiest footage you could ever get.
Yeah.
It's never just like the real obvious shots. And it's always like this: the last three frames of this video, you can see the Loch Ness Monster. It's like the most compelling footage that it exists. And it's just like, but why didn't you get a better shot of it? I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Because everyone has the beautiful high...
Yeah.
Res cameras in their pockets at
like
all times.
Like a 4K ultra 4K.
And they're not moving in a car. Like, I always try to get pictures while I'm driving. Like, that wasn't fast enough.
Wait, what are you trying to get pictures of in your car?
Anything that makes me laugh. The signs that say, do your part, like, conserve water. I'm like, okay, let's stop washing all these cars that are for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe I'll take a shorter shower.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking don't tell me to... Anyways, don't put the problem of society on the individuals when it's all corporations.
When it's the corporations. I totally get it.
Do you think dinosaurs had corporations?
That they had corporations?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Didn't you see the show Dinosaurs?
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah. There's evidence.
I couldn't watch
that
show.
Documented evidence.
Yes. That show is real.
What's crazy? Not that I'm bringing up dragons again. I just wanted to bring this. Carl Sagan was a big evolutionist, and he wrote a book called The Dragons of Eden, because there was just so much, so many civilizations that had brought up dragons and whatnot. And so he wrote a book trying to figure out what does this come from? And a lot of people don't like the outcome of this book, but his idea was that the reason why there's so many dragon stories is because we... evolved from a lizard brain, and so we're actually getting memories of a previous inherited memories from.
Really, that was his theory,
right? Isn't that crazy? It's pretty interesting.
Like, yeah, I smoked a lot of weed
because it's like when you look at
we all
other
came
animals,
from lizards,
right?
Not apes.
Literally, his wife the other day was like, "Of course, we were high when we wrote Contact." Did you read that?
Yeah, no, I didn't. I love the
She's
movie.
So funny.
I'm a big movie guy.
you'd be even bigger in less gravity.
There's a lot of animals where their memories are inherited, like or things of like survival.
It's true. These are inherited traits that aren't learned by nature or whatever. I mean, I knew, even like the simplest example is like my little dog Nancy. She knew how to fetch and bring it back like immediately.
Yeah,
like that wasn't something I taught her how to do. She just inherently knew how to do that because of like what it was bred into her,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was so crazy.
Yeah,
like always at the dog park, people are like, "Oh, how did you teach her to fetch?" And I was like, "I didn't do shit. She just knew how to do it. I didn't do anything." She's just a great dog.
She's just my little slave. She'll do anything.
No, not at all. But she will fetch them all. But I was like, I was just so interested in that because it was just like, it's like that's a very specific skill set that like no one taught her to do. It was just like in there. You know, it's like she's taught to fetch rats or rodents or whatever it is from back in the day.
Yeah, so all, like small dogs like Chihuahuas.
Generations
and stuff.
We're of working dogs.
Yeah. Rodent catchers, yeah, rodent for kitchens. Catchers,
yeah.
We have the phone number up. Also, if the interns can put the time left on the screen, that would be amazing for me.
The photos of y'all are so beautiful, by the way, these black and white photos.
Oh, yeah, that's us. We look great.
Who took those photos?
Oh, Sevan did right here.
Sevan, you did a great job.
And then I photoshopped them to look black and white.
Sick, man.
Thanks.
And my last dragon comment is the Chinese calendar.
Well, that's
There are 12 animals on there that are all real.
I'm the rat.
Except the dragon, which is crazy.
Oh, that's
I was born in the year of the dragon.
I was also born in the year of the dragon. You know, dragons get along. Well.
So where
what, how do rats relate to dragons?
My sister's a rat. So apparently we also get along very well. I think every zodiac sign gets along at the end of the day.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. I was listening to that Loggins and Messina song, totally side thing. And he was like, Pisces, Virgo, rising. That's a very good sign. I was like, that's me.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Strong but kind.
I'm sure y'all have done a lot of
proven special.
Huh?
Yeah.
Have you done a lot of Zodiac
not enough.
Talk?
What?
Have you done a lot of Zodiac talk on here? Like,
I feel like, I think one of the episodes I was on, we talked about horoscopes.
Yeah.
Because I was like, there's no reason you shouldn't believe in horoscopes. And I said some pretty compelling stuff.
I'm sure you did.
But yeah, I don't know. I like horoscopes.
Where do you want to go?
Where do I want to go? Do you want to talk about more modern sightings? Like,
yeah,
do you have anything on the Tombstone Thunderbird? I didn't really know a lot about that one. I forgot to research it.
So
but I thought maybe you did.
There are a few civilizations, like groups of people that have like brought up Thunderbirds.
Oh, look, we have a caller.
There's an old Native American or American Indian. There's a few stories of these Thunderbirds. Yeah. There's an old picture of these people that killed one, and they stretched it out, and they're all cowboys in front of it. But then there's also, they made like a fake movie about it, so that's the picture that is mostly floating around. It's the fake,
yeah,
the remake
the fake
of the picture.
Picture.
But
do you know about this, Julia?
No.
So one idea is that there's this.
No, it's like a pterosaur.
No,
I see.
Sorry,
we'll take the call soon, but
no, they already took it.
Yeah, I want to talk to this.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you didn't. Squanch, hello. Is
what's
this
up,
you?
Squanchy?
Hey, Squanch.
Hi guys, it's me. Hello, hello guest. I love your hair color, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Her name is Julia.
My name is Guest, actually.
Christopher Guest.
I'm so sorry. I had an actual question. It's about diseases in dinosaur bones. Is that a real thing? Like spreading diseases through fossils, like this COVID and whatnot?
Yeah, I think COVID came from dinosaur bones. That's what I believe.
I believe that too.
I mean, if you watch Jurassic Park and they get the mosquito blood DNA, there's definitely going to be diseases in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big worry, right? The permafrost is melting.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Especially that scene where, like, Dr. Hammond's just slurping the blood out of the box.
I love dinosaur marrow.
A lot of deleted scenes of him just sucking up dinosaur blood.
My white suit.
Yeah, he just got blood all over his white suit. You know that bone cane he has? He just takes the amber off the top and just sucks out dinosaur marrow.
Yeah, that whole storyline where he goes batshit crazy. Like, cut that out.
He gets dinosaur fever from it all. Don't you remember?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, I haven't done any research on ancient diseases surviving in dinosaur bones, but that sounds pretty reasonable.
Well, it's weird because when you look at viruses and bacteria and just how well they thrive, it's like for anything that is like that didn't pass the test of time, it gets another shot. It's a pretty crazy thought. Now we do have a lot of dormant. Viruses in us, whatever, that are like just left over, didn't work out. I mean, within all of us, there's a lot of ones that just aren't, it didn't work out for them.
This just didn't work out.
But take that on the dinosaur level, and I mean, like, I do think that the everything melting is just going to bring up some new shit that, like,
yeah,
we're not used to. We're not going to. I don't know. Sorry, I'm I kind of stopped.
Well, that's answering. Good to know. I'll just start catching all the AIDS and diseases so I can build up an immunity, and I should be cheerio and good to go.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call, y'all.
Yeah, cheerio.
If you see a dinosaur flesh, if you see some raw flesh, you should take a bite of it. Just a tiny bite.
Then just take some of the blood and, like, put it around in your nose.
Just get some immunity.
Yeah, get some real immunity. Thanks for calling, Squanch. Okay.
All right, guys. Have a great one. Take care. Love you. Bye.
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 Love you. Bye. I love that.
I love you. Bye.
He calls in a lot. I know.
Well, I love all of our Patreon subscribers. Nice. I love each and every one of them, even the ones that change from the $5 tier to the $1 tier.
Well, you know, things happen.
Things happen. I'm not going to judge you. I won't judge you if you change your
sometimes
tier.
Sometimes your foster dog gets pneumonia and they have to go to the hospital, and then suddenly it's $3,000 a night.
Oh my God.
Tell me about it.
So one idea about these Thunderbirds
is... It's a dinosaur
disease. People...
Is it?
No.
A lot of people say that they... I mean, there's pictures and footage and accounts of giant pterosaurs and stories of them still getting children... Up into the modern age.
Getting them.
Children? What do you mean?
I'm gonna get that kid.
You will get that kid.
I'm gonna get him. I'm gonna get that kid.
What do you mean, like snatching them up?
Yeah.
Like, you know, Game of Thrones when they're like, my boy. That happened like a lot.
So one idea is that they're called
Would suck, right?
The Native Americans called them Thunderbirds because they brought the thunder.
Mm.
That's where they get the name from. But one recent idea is that they weighed so much, they were so big, that they needed to actually use thermal updrafts to get to the top of the cliffs where they would, like, mate and lay their eggs and stuff. Or I don't know if they had eggs. I don't think that they...
I think dinosaurs would have eggs.
Yeah.
It's a mixed bag.
And,
It's a mixed bag. Oh, yeah, there's marsupials. There's a bunch of ancient marsupials in Australia.
It's a mixture of live birth and eggs.
The
and
thunder actually brought the Thunderbirds.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Those skin bats, giant skin bats.
A big old skin bat.
I want to pet a pterosaur.
But it feels like petting
a
bald cat.
Have you touched a bat wing?
What does it feel
like?
No. Oh, I haven't.
I've touched one of those hairless cats.
I imagine it's the same, right?
Those feel nice.
I always feel bad.
Like a bald bird.
Petting skin.
It's all loose, right? Loose
skin. Pet a pig? Yeah. Like,
I pet a pig, but that's a tight skin.
And that's real tight skin.
Have you touched a dolphin
pig.
Or a shark?
No. Have you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
feels
dolphin, good.
Shark's like rough skin, right?
It's rough.
Surprisingly rough.
Yeah. I haven't touched a shark. I've touched a dolphin.
Welcome back to Textures, the podcast Textures.
Have you touched like a ray?
Oh, yeah.
Those are slimy.
I used to work in an aquarium, so I'd go and I'd pet those rays every day.
God, they feel so good. They're so fun to pet.
Yeah. I had a favorite one.
I would never punch one, but if anyone ever did punch a dolphin, I'd love to hear the sound.
Why would you punch a dolphin?
Just because it's hollow.
Isn't it just like punching a person?
A dolphin's hollow?
Just like a dinosaur bone.
You know,
it's like just a percussion.
They're like a helium balloon.
That's why they make that sound. You're just letting the air out.
All muscle with just a whole. Yeah.
All muscle. Sorry.
And then the Maori. They had a myth
the
of
Maori?
They had a myth of this giant eagle. It was like a huge eagle. They were the ones, but then they actually found the bones of this giant eagle. So they actually did exist. So for them to have the myth of something that they actually found the bones of. It's like there are cryptid creatures out there that did prove to be true, like the orangutan was a myth, red-haired, human-like creature running around. The giant squid, they didn't believe in that for a long time.
I still don't believe in that.
Really?
I'm kidding. No, there's footage of it.
I don't know.
But the way they
wash up
crazy.
Dead.
Yeah.
But there's been one, hasn't there? There's one piece of footage now of a living giant squid.
Because they figured out, I think that they just assumed that they lived in like random open ocean, but then they figured out that it was actually like a very specific section of ocean because that's of like a pressure thing. I don't know. Oh, at least where cool. they mate and eat is like a very specific thing.
Man, oh man, did y'all see my octopus teacher?
No, but I hear so many good things. It makes me not want to eat octopus.
I will never eat octopus ever again.
Right?
Yeah. Ever.
Too smart.
They're just too smart.
Incredibly smart. And also they live for like a second and then they're gone. And they're these beautiful, amazing things.
They walk on legs.
Did you know? Yeah, exactly. They can. And they can like use the armor. They build little armor things for themselves. Yeah. And also like, did you know if they lose an arm, they can grow it back? And their arms are like incredibly
really
complicated.
Really complicated,
yeah. So complex that it's like, in my mind, it's like the equivalent of us if we had our arm chopped off. Why can't we grow it back?
I think we could.
Well, they're definitely trying to figure that out.
That's right.
Have you had those dreams before?
Thinking using the secret, you can grow your arm back.
Come on, baby.
I wouldn't walk again. They said I wouldn't grow my leg back.
Wait, did you see my octopus teacher?
No, I did not.
No.
You guys got to watch this.
I know. It's on my list. I love octopi. I think that they could be aliens. I think mushrooms could be.
They are incredible. Like, you watch it and you're just like, these are aliens that exist on this earth. And why don't more people talk about these things? They're absolutely incredible.
And
I've seen people interact with a rare occasion. You know, you just walk up to one and interact with them. But people that have interacted with them in like an intelligent way, which is fucking
absolutely.
Blows my mind.
They are very smart. And like, but they also live for just, they have a very short lifespan. It's like a year, year and a half or something like that.
An octopus does?
Uh-huh.
What about like a giant octopus?
I don't know about a giant octopus. Mm. Haven't watched a documentary about that.
Damn.
My giant octopus teacher. Haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, big boy.
Yeah, big boy. Yeah, but it's, oh my gosh, that documentary is so depressing. In a fun way.
Oh, God.
But then I showed it to my boyfriend, Tom Sharpling, and he didn't cry, and it made me so scared.
I started texting people.
No, you can't take that. It's hard to cry around someone.
Tom cries extra hard. At Love Island, and he's not crying at my octopus teacher. I think there's something wrong.
I mean, I cry at Love Island.
Yeah, you should.
You should cry at Love Island.
When they're professing their undying love for one another while wearing bathing suits.
Oh my God, yes. they only have a gym and a bar and a pool. Like, that's all they have. No one brings a book. There's no music.
They aren't allowed to bring books. I've read the rules. They actually aren't allowed to drink that much either. Oh. Past season two, they aren't allowed to drink
very much.
Thank
God, because season one, they were just a mess.
Because they got in trouble.
They were messes.
All right, we have 5 minutes left. Where do we all stand on modern dinosaur sightings? Julia, do you think modern dinosaurs could exist today?
I believe that anything's possible, so perhaps, but I would love to see a dinosaur, but they're so fucking big, how would we not see them?
Yeah.
But then again, maybe in the ocean, like you said, most likely in the ocean.
Willie?
I think that there's a possibility. We do have, I didn't bring up a lot of these
people
things,
photos,
but there
are
even crazy, stories of recent time. You know, Marco Polo had a story of a 30-foot serpent. The Chinese have stories of breeding dragons. I mean,
a lot of these people are drunk all the time.
Oh, yeah, I've got dragons. They're breeding, so I can't show them to you.
It's like, you know, there are people today that fake things. Like, picture back then when, like, you could make something
up.
You could make anything up.
And people would be like, oh, yeah. And then you're like, hey, you guys tell them all that this was real.
Yeah, things you could do back then. Make up crazy shit and rob every bank.
Exactly.
Those are the things you could do back then. I think, personally, I think, just like Julia said, I think if modern dinosaurs exist, they're in the ocean. I don't think... There might be, you know, some kind of mammal that is
also,
small.
Sometimes, and if you've seen certain bird species that still exist, like these blue fucking crazy things with the big crest on there.
Someone said they've saw dodos recently.
Those are dinosaurs.
Come on, that's
like
a dinosaur.
You see them, it's like, that is a dinosaur.
It is crazy, because if there was one creature that existed, it had to have a family to survive that long.
Yeah.
You know.
And then they're the last.
But I also think that the age of things, I think things lived longer from a previous time.
And
I don't know. And definitely different carbon levels and whatnot are changing the way that it's affecting the way we carbon date things now. But,
radiocarbon dating.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you want to learn more about dinosaurs, go visit your local library. And if you want to learn about expanding Earth, pick up Dinosaurs and the Expanding Earth, Solving the Mystery of Dinosaurs' Gigantic Size by Stephen Hurrell.
But also watch Prehistoric Planet on Disney.
Yeah, also watch Prehistoric Planet.
Is it Apple?
Apple TV.
Get an Apple TV.
That's why.
Get an Apple TV subscription.
Or share it with your friends. You know, well, let's have a couple and float around.
Yeah, just steal it. Who gives a shit?
We'll just watch it all. We'll all watch it together.
But it's really good. It's so good.
Yeah. I believe you. I'll watch it. I like Planet Earth, so I'll watch
that. If you're looking
for
something to watch with your parents, that's really unoffensive.
I'm never looking to watch anything.
There's a lot of babies getting eaten in it. So if you don't like watching that.
But it's, I mean, it's different.
They're not real.
Juliet, do you have anything to plug besides David Attenborough narrating dinosaurs on Apple TV?
I'm really worried about David Attenborough making enough money. I really want to like help him out in his career. No, I would like to plug donating some money to Dogs Without Borders, a rescue organization, because we are currently fostering one of their dogs, and he just got back from the hospital and has astronomical bills. So if you have a couple bucks to spare for our pneumonia-ridden foster dog, Alan, you can go to Dogs Without Borders and say, I'm donating for Alan. He's a very sweet boy.
Very sweet boy. Do you have anything to plug, Willie?
I will say thank you for watching on Shroud Home Video. Please go subscribe to us where you watch podcasts. We're great.
Yeah. Podcast, YouTube. Our YouTube's great. Subscribe to our YouTube. Check out our Twitch. We got a lot of stuff. Check out our Linktree.
Got a great leopard print hat. Love that.
Yeah, love that hat.
Have a safe 4th of July and remember.
Well, we still have a minute.
No, I know. I'm saying remember that.
You sounded like you were going to wrap up.
That some animals don't like fireworks. Oh, yeah. It's this weird dilemma every year where it's like, let's celebrate this bullshit up, but I'm like, also, you know, I mean, there's a lot of scared dogs out there.
A lot of scared dogs. It's a busy day for shelters because a lot of dogs run away. So maybe
think
about that. That's
so sad.
Yeah, it's a real problem, actually.
Oh, yeah. If you want to help your local four-legged friend, go volunteer at your shelter during 4th of July.
Yeah, maybe use your fireworks money and donate it to a shelter or your rescue of choice.
Yeah.
Good callback, Kizza Freak. I like the hat, mate.
Yeah, Crooks.
Gosh, I wish I had better eyeballs. I can't read any of that.
Thank you, chat, for following along. If you are listening to this and you're like, I want to be in that chat, follow in the Shroud Home Video Discord. They're great. A lot of our people that watch us on Twitch are the wonderful people from Shroud Home Video. So thank you to everyone in the chat. Thank you, Julia, for being here.
Thank you for having me, Aaron.
You are so wonderful.
Thank you. We are going to continue the conversation. So go to patreon.com to hear us continue the conversation with her and stick around every week, 7:15 p.m. Pacific. And remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.
Yeah.
I know there's still music going, but.
Yeah, and the music started kind of late. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Thanks for watching Real Life Sci-Fi.
Bye. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life More Sci-Fi.
More Sci-Fi.
The candles are lit, and so are we.
Yes.
The topics are off, and so are our shirts.
Totally topless.
We're talking topless to our friend, Julia Vickerman.
Hey, Julia.
Wow, this is steamy. I didn't know this was going to happen.
Welcome.
We thought maybe a sexy Beetlejuice samurai could join us for this More episode.
I think that's a good idea. He's right here.
This is the mentally swinging episode.
We're mental swingers. We like to exchange ideas. But yeah, we thought, you know, we usually do topics or whatever for this, but we thought, I've known Julia for quite a long time at this point. And Julia used to play a super fun game, which was called Questions for Friends, where Julia would just ask us questions.
I just ask you questions, whatever I want.
Yeah, so I thought maybe this would be fun.
It will be fun.
Julia will ask us questions.
All right. Well, first off, Willie, I'd like to know a little bit more information about your zipper earring and how that got started.
That's a great question.
Thank you.
I found a zipper earring at... Was it Pop Killer that was next to Fred 62's?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
yes,
what it was?
It was.
They had a zipper earring in there. I was like, dang, I could just make these. And because I wanted a bigger one. My head's big. My ear's big. They had a small one.
You're like, I want an XL zipper.
Right? And so I went to this dollar store, and they had these necklaces that had like 8 zippers on them. And so I bought them all, and I just glued backs onto them.
Oh, that's amazing.
You so I just had buy a bunch zippers? Of colors.
No, you can't. They're expensive.
Oh.
Like, I did buy zippers, but they're small and lame.
Mm.
Like, these ones are...
You want big and cool.
Yeah. Opposite of small and lame. Classic.
So I'm just like, I could wear a zipper every day for the rest of my life. I think it's fucking rad. I have 3 holes, but so sometimes I wear a small one, too, to match my colors.
Oh, it's great.
No, I love it. That's why I was interested in the history. Yeah. Okay, Aaron, what part of your house needs to be clean in order for you to be a functioning human being?
It needs to be clean. Oh, my God, none. None things in my house
That's a
needs
valid
to be
answer.
Clean. I think the thing I clean the most is probably our dining room table, because it is a catch-all for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't pick it up, you know, maybe once a day, it just gets a little overwhelming.
Sure.
Yeah.
The piles.
Yeah, just like piles of stuff. You got your coffee stuff from the morning. You got your magazines and mail that come in.
How many magazines are you getting these days?
I get Real Simple still.
Do you get the movie
magazines? What's Real Simple?
Movie magazines?
Real Simple is a cleaning and like just like life magazine.
So it's a cleaning magazine, but you don't feel the need to clean any. You're like, I'm fine with not cleaning anything.
Well, it's
ever.
Not just cleaning. It's like, there's a whole section of finance. Like, how do I, like, what do I do if someone, my relative needs to borrow money?
This was just a little snippet of what we do with our guests every week. We do an extra more sci-fi episode where we go off topic and just have some more fun. For $1 a month, you can listen to us do a pre-show every week. We catch up so we don't have to do it on the main show. And for $5 a month, you get this bonus more sci-fi where we hang out with the guests more, get off topic, get crazy. And for $8 a month, you get this, plus you are actually buying us a drink. And for $50 a month, we give you a 30-second commercial spot that runs for 4 episodes. We appreciate your support, and thank you so much for listening.
Bye.